What's that song? Oh, I can't remember what it is. If I had my smartphone out, I could probably look it up pretty quickly. In fact, there's a lot of important information, like phone numbers or directions, that aren't necessary to memorize anymore. It's all on your smartphone. But is this instant access to huge amounts of information making us more forgetful? Well, Tom Stafford says no. Tom is a psychologist at the University of Sheffield in the UK, and he says that despite widespread panic over the effects of smartphones, we are not losing our memories. Our brains are actually just adapting to new technologies. Conversation producer Ali Ferguson spoke with Tom about why.
It's a natural part of the way our minds work to rely on the environment to remember things for us. If you have a watch, you don't keep track of the time. If you have a diary, you don't keep track of your appointments. And if you have a smartphone, you don't need to remember people's numbers or, you know, trivia. You can look it up. And so it doesn't matter that we don't hold things in mind. With every piece of new technology, there's hysteria. So when writing was invented, Plato said it was eroding young people's wisdom and causing them to just ape thoughts without really understanding them. When the newspaper was printed, people said that there was no coverage, the art of conversation was dying, and people were going into coffee shops and reading instead of talking. New technology brings new social forms and anxieties about what those social forms are doing to us. We shouldn't worry that it's somehow eroding our minds. You know, if you put down the phone, you're just as smart as you ever were. If you pick it up, you're probably even smarter, but smart in a different way.
Okay. So do you think our kind of cultural definition of memory shifts with new technology?
Yes, absolutely. Well, what the anxiety about smartphones or technologies reveals is that we have a bias to thinking of our minds, you know, in some sort of sacred space inside our heads, when that's not the case. There's a lovely experiment by Dan Wegner, and he looked at how a people's ability to remember things when either they were readily accessible again, like 10 fingers on the internet, or when they disappeared. So people learn some items from a list that would be taken away and some items that they knew they would be able to access. And what he showed was that people's memories were worse for the items that were readily accessible. Things that are like those on the internet, we can access them anytime. People were less likely to remember them, but they were more likely to remember where they'd seen them. And that shows that change in memory. So it's not the memory was worse so much as the way people used their memory was different. They remembered how to get stuff, not what it was.
That was Tom Stafford, psychologist at the University of Sheffield in the UK.